Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Lais.
That's her.
Okay, Lais, how are you doing now? This is Rick with Huff and Maser. You had a call with one of,
Half
sorry?
amazing. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I was trying
Right?
to
Does that
switch.
ring any
Yeah.
bells?
A little bit, not much, but tell me about it.
So on Friday, I think you had a detailed discussion with one of my subordinates, and you guys discussed the proposition for building a mobile application for your ride-hailing service on Friday.
Yes,
Do you
but
recall that?
unfortunately, I don't have the capital that your subordinate suggested.
Okay. How much did he quote you, by the way?
He quoted me 5,000.
He quoted you 5,000?
Yes.
Okay. And that you say is not doable for a mobile application.
Not right now because the business is very new. It started booming. Like in the past month and a half, it just grew significantly. But with that, also some expenses. I had to hire an employer. You know how that goes. I just paid estimated taxes. So
I see.
I'm building, paying somebody to build a website. So I kind of am like without the enough capital to put down 5,000 at once, you know what I mean?
Well, so you wouldn't have to pay 5,000 at once. I mean, if assuming that's the price that my subordinate quoted to you, any price that's quoted, that's a total price, right? Now, when you start with us, you pay a 50% for us to mobilize the team on your project, and then you pay the next 50%, before we enter the final leg of development. So we do have installment plans as well. And then I realize that you're not an enterprise yourself. You're trying to get a new startup going, and you work with
Yeah,
startups
no,
all the time. Yeah.
I'm a regular person. Like, this was my second job, and I had this idea, and it's really becoming a lot popular, and people are liking it. I'm getting foreign people that are just
Right.
finding me on Google to call, you
And then
know, and
I think you've been looking for a mobile application since about a year now, right? According to my records, you first started looking for mobile
August
applications.
last year, about August last year.
Yeah, August last year. That's over a year.
But it's
So,
been
yeah.
kind of crazy because I had a very serious health issue and was out of commission for 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So are you
Yeah,
back
so
to normal now? Yeah.
that also, yeah, I am. But that's also compounded. My savings were gone because of all the medical expenses, you know?
I see. So you mentioned something about getting a website developed. How far is that? I mean, is that deployed? Can I have a look at it?
Not yet. It's gonna start being developed now. I actually hired a person I know from Brazil that has worked for my mother who has three companies. And then the exchange rate is more fair for labor as well. So I hired him. He's really
So,
good. That should be up and running probably in the next 15 to 20 days.
Oh, good to hear that. So, do you expect that this is going to help you get more business and, have people be able to make, schedule, ride-hailing
Yeah,
services with you?
my idea of the website is to facilitate, you know, booking and like keeping track of the booked rides and just giving a little background to the business, all of that, you know, just to
Yeah, I mean,
facilitate while I gather the money to build the app. Because I also had I talked to probably 25 to 30 app developers, and the range was between 2,500 to 20,000. So, for me, it's hard to trust any one of the ones I talked to because the range was so large.
Well, 20,000 sounds like a boutique mobile application development company, and does not surprise me one bit. I mean, there are companies out there that might even, charge you more than this. And then it also comes down to the understanding, ultimately, of the person that you are speaking to, right? So if they think that you're trying to create like a mini Uber, then they would, of course, quote you anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000, right? However, what scares me is the $2,500 quote that you mentioned to me, because that does not sound like a cost for a mobile application development, even after.
That's what I thought. I thought that was a scheme because I thought it was too cheap.
That's cheap, yeah. I mean, that's lowballing, and that could be just one of the two things. A, it's an outright scam, right? Which I don't want to, I don't want to conclude this.
But
Or
that's what I
B,
assumed. Unfortunately, I've been scammed before. That's what I assumed it was.
okay, so I think you kind of caught that right at the moment, and I'm glad you did not fall for it. But now that you've done all that research, Lais, you know for a fact within this last year that an app development would cost you, even with a reasonable company that likes to work with startups, and I'd say that kind of is synonymous with Hoffmeister. Would cost you an average of $8,000 to $10,000 for something like this. I can tell you that right off the bat, off the top of my head, without having to confirm with my subordinate. And with the problem with the ride-hailing service business is that you wouldn't be able to run this with a website. I mean, a website could help you kind of makeshift for the app, just like you mentioned. I mean,
Yeah,
to, but
the website is a patchwork for now, for when. Because I'm trying to find either investors or apply for grants from foundations. Because it's a business-led, woman-led, LGBTQ-led, and immigrant-led business.
Okay, well, that kind of opens up a
So.
lot of avenues for you to, even go for a credit, fund that you could pay. Of course, the business has high potential. You could pay this over time. But anyway, I mean, those are things that you could look at, and I'm pretty sure you're looking at those options as well. What kind of funds are you investing into the website, by the way? I mean, I don't need the
It's
exact number,
about
but like.
in dollars, it's gonna come about $500 only because the exchange rate is extremely favorable to us.
With Brazil,
It's
right?
the
Yeah.
equivalent of 3,000, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
So
that's
it's
the
almost
benefit
like
of
about
nearshoring the product.
18,000.
Sorry?
Here's a really good web designer. It's the equivalent of me paying $3,000, $4,000. But in Brazil money.
Yeah,
That's
that I
how it comes
understand. So
out
that makes it
anyway.
$500, right?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a sweet deal. So, and this I think would get you a landing page, like a single pager with a booking tool. Or is that something more complex you're getting?
It has a little more layers, but not too complex because my idea is to start simple and then add things on as it goes. I am very interested in the app, but like I said, I don't have enough capital to at least until December to put like you said, you need 50% down. Like I can't do that honestly right now because I am helping my grandmother who is sick as well, starting a business. I have to pay my ticket to Brazil in December to spend my time with my family that I haven't seen in a year.
Right.
So until December, I'm pretty much working,
So you don't plan to realize this dream until the next year, if I understand this correctly.
unless you guys had a payment plan and we could start very small and start doing baby steps in the app. Then I possibly could start in the end of this month, beginning of next month.
Well, see,
It
there's
really
Sorry?
depends on what are your options of payment because I do have a demand for the app. People ask all the time,
Right.
and I don't necessarily want an Uber or a Lyft app. I want something that it facilitates people's lives. They can see their booking. They can book through there. They can see available times, that kind of stuff,
Right, so it has a
on
unique
the
spin to it, is what
chatbot
you're telling me,
function.
right?
What?
It has a unique spin of features, that kind of helps stand apart from Uber and similar platforms, right? I mean, it has its
It's
own
a
unique
very different
proposition.
service than Uber and other platforms. It's a more personal service. It's full of amenity. I serve cold drinks, snacks. The car is always spotless. It's brand new.
Oh, amazing. Okay. That sounds interesting.
people love it because I serve, just so you know, like four types of frappuccinos, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
You know, seven types of coffee drinks, about eight flavors of sparkling water, every single soda except grape soda because I couldn't find it in a small can. You know, like, it's personal. The clients get to know me. They
right.
create a bond. They come back. There's a loyalty program. Every five rides, they get $15 off. It's just been, and honestly, in the last 2 weeks, I literally walked into T-Mobile store to buy a phone, and the guy, and I said, oh, it's for my business. And he's like, oh, I heard about it. Somebody posted on Instagram. So people are like doing
yeah.
publicity for me. I haven't paid publicity at all.
Right, there you go. So you're getting, you know, you're getting natural traction towards the business, and that kind of is a testimony that, you know, the idea is unique, and you just need to take it to the right level. And, you know, when you talk about taking it to the right level, you're talking about attracting investors rather than just the first customers, right? Because, you know, it's a chicken and an egg situation whereby you need to decide whether the investors come first or your first customers get onboarded before them, right? And I think in your case, since you want to bootstrap this and you want to make sure you're not, you know, investing 100% into this, of course, for, you know, you have your personal reasons for this as well, and then, you know, there's limited funding as well. My recommendation, and like you asked, Lais, about different options, there is another option. I mean, if you don't want to commit to, like, a full application right off the bat, we could do this in steps as well. So what I'm suggesting is, you know, if you want to do, a prototype, because at the end of the day, you wouldn't want to fund the full development yourself, right? You would ideally want to have an investor on board. And usually, a lot of times, especially with, you know, startups in the Silicon Valley, you must have heard about a lot of them, they do is they create a working concept. They create a proof of concept is what we call it, right? It's a POC, a proof of concept. And the idea here is that we create like a prototype for you, which is all the screens of the application designed, and then they're you know, bundled together into a clickable prototype that's a non-functional prototype that can help you present your idea to not
it's just a simulation so I can present to the investor.
Exactly, like a first, you know, look of what you have in your mind, because no matter what you tell the investors right now, they want to see something working. They want to see how it's going to look like or what it's going to do. And, you know, that cannot be...
Yes, and that's my conundrum right now. You know, I don't have the money to put up to have a banking presentation. And I want to because I want to try to attract, you know, investors to make this grow and eventually either sell it or stay with me.
Yeah. Have you heard about the crowdfunding platforms, by the way? You heard about GoFundMe and Kickstarter, Indiegogo?
Yes. What's the other one?
The Indiegogo?
Yes. I was thinking of starting there, I don't really know how it works. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not the most tech-savvy person.
Well, that's where we come in, yeah.
Like me, it's really a shame.
No, that's all right. I mean, you have your own expertise. You like to, you know, cook up business ideas, and you would need someone like us to kind of, you know, get you the collateral to be able to pitch this to the investors, right? So what I am suggesting here, Lais, is that since you've been waiting on this and you've been sleeping on this for a year, and I think time is of essence, right? I mean, there's this term
yes,
that's...
Yes, because I'm getting a lot of demand. I'm getting so much demand, I'm not being able to handle myself.
Yeah, so you better get your foot in the door. I mean, if you try and, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel right off the bat and you try and plan this from A to Z, it probably is going to take you another year or two realistically because, you know, you need to – there's two ways to go about it. Either you plan this like 100% from A to Z and that takes you another year, including raising the financing, deciding on marketing strategies and whatnot, or you could do it the smart way. And you can get your foot in the door. And when I say get your foot in the door, you know that your idea has the potential. It's already getting a lot of traction with the word of mouth. When you tell people about your idea, they become excited about it. They want to see
Just
what
so
you're
you know,
doing.
for example, I ran out of business cards. I have a digital card. People are literally mailing digital cards to other people they've met, and that's how it got posted online. A client created a Yelp page. Like, I've done literally just the driving. People scan it, like, they will take, because I drive for Lyft, they'll take a Lyft out of me and literally cancel the drive and do privately. Like, it's becoming very demanding, and eventually I'm going to have to hire another driver. So I really need that investment to come in, and I need a manner to keep everything organized and on track, and especially for my younger clients, to make sure there isn't an easy way for them to access the product, casual booking, that kind of stuff.
But you see, Lais, now I see one problem with that. I mean, if you're opening up about your ideas to so many people, you've spoken to probably a dozen or more app development companies, like you mentioned, and then you're spreading the word with your friends as well. This is usually a good idea when you already have something ready to launch, right? Now, you have been waiting on this since about a year now, and you've been, everyone else has been peeping into your idea. And they've been so excited about it that they're creating Yelp pages, like you mentioned, and they're mailing out digital postcards. You really need to start accomplishing this idea and executing it before someone else kind of copies or steals it, because you don't have a copyright on this right now. You cannot have a patent on this right now. You need to have something that you can actually get your intellectual property on. And make sure no one else can just, get going on this idea and copy you or steal your idea and make something out of it before you do, while you're thinking.
So what's your proposal? You propose the simulator, the presentation
Well, my
one?
proposal, if you ask me, is that you stay within your means, but get something going as soon as possible. If a simulator is something that you can afford, I'll break the price down for you in
How
a
much would
moment.
that cost?
Well, a simulator by rule of thumb would cost you 50% of the total app, right? Because a simulator is, say, half of the application done. The only thing that remains is the back-end coding that needs to be done in the
Would
future.
that apply into the cost of the app?
Exactly, yes. So that's exactly what I'm saying. So when half of your app is done, then when you get an investor on board, or say, you start raising some funding yourself, hopefully, then you can pay the balance. That is going to be another $5,000 in your case, and you can get the full application developed. So what I'm saying essentially is, you could break this process down, the full app development process, into two parts. Usually, what does the app development process look like? I mean, you've spoken to so many app developers. They must have told you
I
that they'll
honestly don't
start with a
even remember
workshop.
that much. I honestly don't even remember that much because of my disease. It affected my memory a little bit. So, like,
I'll break it down for you right now in like four steps, right? It's a 4D process, right? It's 4Ds. It's discovery, design, development, and then deployment. Now, there's so many things that happen between these steps, but we're not going to go into those details because they're not relevant right now. When we talk about discovery, you have to flesh out your idea. You have to create a strategy around it, because no matter how great it looks in your head, you need to bring it to the paper, and you need to
Fruition, to
decide
fruition,
how
yeah.
exactly. So you need to decide how you plan to monetize it. Who is your target audience? Where do you want to take this in the next 5 years, and 3 years, and 2 years? Because these are all the questions that you may have in your head. I mean, somewhere a sketch in your head on where you see this in 5 years and 2 years. But the investors that you will be approaching in the near future, they need exact answers. They need
So tell
charts.
me
They need
this,
graphs
those
to.
2,500. Could you guys make it in a payment plan to start as soon as possible?
Well, see, usually there's no payment plan for a prototype, but in your case, Lais, I like to help people who are starting on their own, and they have a great idea, and your idea kind of interests piques my senses as well. We could start with 50% of the payment.
What piqued you interested in my idea?
I think the part where you tell me that, you know, it's a spin-off of Uber, because the problem here in the aggregator industry, and I study this very closely. I study, you know, of Lyft. I've studied, you know, Go. I don't know if you've heard of the name of Go, Lyft, and Uber, Careem. All of these companies, the problem is they are kind of competing with each other without having any kind of novelty to their idea. They're not creating anything new. They're just in a race, a corporate
And
race.
just so you know, this business is specifically dedicated, not dedicated, but focused. I should say focused, because I have a lot of male clients, they're regulars. But it's focused on driving women and minorities home safe. So they don't feel awkward, they don't feel in danger. They know it's they can sit back, relax, and have that, you know, comfortable experience going home, and no matter what time of the day it is. And the goal is to not overcharge people with fees, you know, be a fair price company.
Right, I think
So they
it's about comfort and it's about convenience, right? I mean, it's about the pleasure of ride hailing, you know, which is kind of missing in, you know, all these services today. I mean, you talk about Uber, it's full of hassle, right? And there's nothing to relax, there's nothing to be comfortable about. And if that's what you're trying to, you know, break into, and that's the vacuum that you're trying to cover, I think with this industry, you try and do anything novel out of the box, and that is going to immediately click with the investors. Why? Because, like I mentioned to you, the top companies that are kind of, you know, more like oligarchy in this industry, they are doing the same thing over and over again and burning investors' capital without creating anything new, right? And I'm telling you this with first-hand research. I've studied Ola, I've studied Uber, Careem, I've studied, you know, Lyft. All of these companies are just corporate rat race, and this industry does need like a fresh vibe. Someone like you who has a better idea. At the end of the day, I'm not saying it's like a 100% hit. I'm not saying it's going to make you $1 billion, but you should definitely give it a try because there is a vacuum within this industry that needs a fresh idea, that needs something novel that, you know, an entrepreneur like yourself is ready to test. You getting it?
yeah, because it's
But that's
about
just my
my,
personal
you know,
advice.
talk to
Yeah.
my clients. They like it because it's very different from Uber. The car is always extremely clean. There's amenities. There's a pharmacy within the car. There's like absolutely everything they might need.
Oh, nice. Okay, so like I mean, if I need first aid, for example, I have that
I
sitting in the
have it.
car.
If you need an allergy medication, I have two types. I have Zyrtec and Benadryl. If you need a hangover cure package, I have it with options. If you need chapstick, I have it. If you need a nail file, I have it.
Oh, wow, amazing. Okay. And like, do you plan to offer this on all the vehicles that are going to join your fleet?
The idea is yes, to
Okay,
become a
well,
standard.
interesting. Yeah. So do you have like a list of all these amenities that you offer, or do you just add them
I can add, no,
randomly?
I can list them. I can list them. I have the.
Yeah, because we'd have to list these services or these amenities down and, you know, kind of mention, or we could even create tiers out of them. So if someone's looking for like a full package with all the, you know, the beverages and drinks and everything, like a small pantry within the car, and other stuff, they could order like a premium tier. But those are things with, you know, those are future ideas. I mean, once you hopefully get on
Yeah,
board with us, we'll assign your team.
I'd like to start simple, but with the potential to create more complexity in the future, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yes. So you start with a simple idea, test the waters, get like 100 customers try the service out, right, and see what their feedback is. And that feedback, along with the prototype that we built for you, that is going to help you reach out to investors. We can help you, you know, reach out to a close group of investors as well, because we work with some enterprises. We always have, every other day we have, you know, potential investors that are looking for good ideas. But besides that, we could also explore crowdfunding campaigns. And, you know, what we could do is, what I'll do from my end is like a small token of, say, you know, luck to you. I will be able to pitch in a Kickstarter campaign that we will set up for you free of cost. That's going to come with the prototype. So, you know, once we complete the prototype and you like it and you approve it, you tell me, you know, Rick, it's good to go. The next thing we'll do is we'll set up a Kickstarter campaign for you with all the bells and whistles and all the content and everything. And, you know, we'll create a full Kickstarter campaign and we'll put it live and we'll try and raise funding from that. In the meantime, you know people who are interested as well. And we have some close group of investors that, if you allow, we could go ahead and pitch the idea and complete, of course, non-disclosure agreement to them as well. And we can, you know, there's many different avenues that you can try to raise funding from. And, you know, when you have, like, a lot of investors, like a lot of micro-investors, then you wouldn't even have to give out a lot of your sweat equity to them, and you wouldn't have to give out, a huge piece of the pie to the first investors. You getting it?
Yeah.
Some of them might even want to invest into it for, say, a small collateral, like a badge or like a T-shirt with your branding. And that's exactly how crowdfunding campaigns work. If someone invests like $100 into your application development endeavor, exactly, they get a $10 T-shirt, and they're very happy with that because they become one of the first investors into a tech platform, right?
Okay, and so to begin this prototype process, you said $2,500. Like I said, I have a lot of commitments until December, but I would love to start right away.
Well,
do
see,
you
here's
have
the
a
deal. Yeah.
Structure? Because I would commit to you full fledged with smaller payments right now, and then start in January, probably end of January with larger payments, because I would be basically of my financial commitments that I currently have.
Well, see, the best that I can do for you is that if you can start with, we're not past September 30th, right? So September 30th is when we close the year and usually when we change our pricing. So I'll give you the pricing that we've been running since the past year. We still have like that, 1 year, 1 month left. But anyway, so as long as you can, do $2,000 of down payment right now, I'll get you started.
$2,000.
That makes it $3,000 is going to be a remainder that you could pay in three installments until December. If you can pay out like, earlier,
I can probably make $1,000 until September 30. $2,000 is really hard for me right now, because I'm helping my mother take care of my grandmother who is sick, and I have commitments and to send money, a lot of money out through, because how healthcare costs.
I totally understand that, Lais, but it's just that, the developer, the designers that I'll assign to you, we need to pay them on an hourly basis as well, right? And, like I said, $2,000 is like, I don't even know if my management is going to approve this, but I'll use my authority to get this going for you, and I can give you a lot more relaxation towards the $3,000 that are going to be payable. You could pay that in three installments, per your convenience, right? So you see some work, you see a few screens of the application, you make another, payment of $1,000, and, so on and so forth. But the problem with the first payment is that we need to mobilize resources to your project, right? We need to assign a designer. We need to assign a project manager. I'll be working on the project as well. I've not even put my hours to this as yet. So we're talking about, resource mobilization, and that usually is higher, comes at a higher cost than the other installments that are going to be paid.
Could it be $1,500?
Well, that just makes it tough for me to think how I'll get this going in that case. Can you do it right now? Do you want to get started, or would you even need some time to think over this with even the $1,500?
No, if it's $1,500, I can probably do it next. Let me open the calendar really quick.
Sure.
Hold on just a second. So I probably could have it to you by the 15th.
The 15th of September, you say?
Yes, $1,500.
Okay. And the rest of it is you're going to be paying that in three
and
installments.
And then I can make another payment like early October of the remainder, early to mid-October, the other 1,000. Just so you know, Mike, if you look at my background on LinkedIn and things, I'm a nonprofit worker. I'm a very hard worker, you know, and I just unfortunately was hit with a divorce, a health problem. My grandmother got sick, and like my savings were all gone. Because I had that money saved. I literally had that money.
Well, life happens, my friend. Well, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and you know you've been going, thinking of doing the mobile application since a year, and you're still interested. A lot of time when this happens, when I contact a client after a year, they've already slept over it, and they're thinking over something else, and that just tells me that they never wanted to do a mobile application in the first place. I think in your case, you've been trying hard to get this going one way or the other. But it's just life that's happening with you. You know, you're diverse and the other things that you mentioned.
Yeah, I just had a really bad year, man. Like, a really bad year. You know what I mean? Like, everything that could go wrong did. But it's on the upside now. Things are going well. And, you know,
I'm sorry to hear about that, my friend. I wish you a good, rest of the year. We still have 4 months left. So, you know, I'm hoping that you'd be able to recover from your losses.
I can do 1,500 by the 15th, and do another 1,000 in the first, 2 weeks of October.
Okay. Well, let me discuss that internally. Yeah. So since we have a few days to get going on this, I mean, you said you would need until 15 September, and that leaves us with a few days to think about it, both you and myself. So let me discuss this internally as well, if that's even doable. Because right now, I mean, if we were to do this right now, I would say that, I'll use my authority and let's get this going. And, I'll take the rest of the approvals later. I'll manage this internally myself. But since we have some time at hand and you need some time.
Could you repeat that? I got on a cell or I got cut off. Could you repeat that?
Okay, sorry about that. Let me repeat it back to you. So what I'm saying is, since we have about we have about 2 weeks to think over this, both you and myself. So let me take this opportunity to discuss this with my team here, my senior management here, and let me see if they can do something like the installment plan that you're talking about, right? Because if this was something like if we were to start like right now,
if I get the money quicker, I'll pay quicker. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just giving you certain dates where I know absolutely I can meet. But if I get more money quicker, I would absolutely pay it quicker.
Yeah, definitely. And, we will keep it like that. We'll keep it flexible for you, even with the next installments. We'll try and stay flexible because I understand that you would have to, bootstrap those finances. So what I'm suggesting is, Lais, I think you and me have an agreement. We are on the same page. It's just that right now, since we have a few days before you get started, I'll take this opportunity to discuss this with my team here, and I'll try and see if they are, if they can make the arrangement that we are looking at. Because honestly, if we were doing this right now, or, if it was something like, getting the ball rolling, right now, instantly, I could use my authority and I could get you signed up. I would say, let's get this going. And then I would worry about, getting my approvals from the senior management later, and I would manage that some way or the other. But now that you need some time, you need to think over it, I would take this opportunity.
Next week, I could get probably close to 1,000.
Full 2,000?
No. By the 8th, I could get close to 1,000, yes.
Okay. Well, okay, let's do this. I mean, since you want to lock the price and make sure you get this price after 2 weeks as well, what I'll do is, I'll send you a contract letter right now, right? So you can review the engagement terms as well, because that's important.
Could you send me a list of applications? Could you send me a list of applications you guys have done? Just for me, your subordinate never shared. So I can see your design style, like your capabilities and stuff like that.
Of course we can. I mean, do you want to do this right now over the call? Like, can we share screens, or should I send that to you by email?
I'm driving right now. I'm driving home. But I'll be home in 10 minutes. So if you want to give me a call in about 15 minutes, I'll be home in front of the computer.
Yeah, perfect. So, you drive safe. I'll call you back in about 15, 20 minutes. And by that time, I think we'd both be in a more comfortable situation to, discuss the portfolio, and then I can send you the contract, the draft contract as well. All right?
Okay, could you repeat your name again just so I memorize it?
Okay, so my name is Rick, right? I happen to
Rick.
be,
Rick, 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 Rick. Okay.
Rick, yeah.
Gotcha. I'll never forget again, Rick.
All right, thank you. I'll call you back in about 20 minutes, okay?
Thank you, Rick. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Drive safe.